Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What we will witness today is a televised theatrical performance staged by the Democrats. Ambassador Taylor and Mr. Kent, I'd like to welcome you here. I'd like to congratulate you for passing the Democrat Star Chamber auditions held for the last weeks in the basement of the Capitol. It seems you agreed, witting or unwittingly, to participate in a drama. But the main performance, the Russia hoax, has ended, and you've been cast in the low-rent Ukrainian sequel. I'll conclude by noting the immense damage the politicized bureaucracy has done to Americans' faith in government. Though executive branch employees are charged with implementing the policies set by our president, who is elected and responsible to the American people, elements of the civil service have decided that they, not the president, are really in charge.
Yeah, along with the FBI, the CIA, parts of the Pentagon. Did I mention the State Department?
Well, the deep state.
Yeah, all of them. What'd you think yesterday?
That was well written, by the way. That was very well written and very well delivered. What I think is exactly what I thought yesterday. We've got absolutely nothing new. Everything that we had heard about this from behind closed doors, the things that were leaked, it's you know, he said. It's all about, well, my opinion because of my background is that this took place, and I'm calling it this, even though I have no evidence to support my accusation. It's all this is. It's people's opinions of people's opinions of people's opinions. And there's still no hardcore evidence that the president did anything illegal.
No, and you know, what you just said was what CNN said yesterday about exactly what this was. This is, where'd this go? Oh, CNN's Jeffrey Toobin admitting that the two-star witnesses here that Schiff rolled out on day one of the impeachment show trial never had direct contact with President Trump, and it's really not good enough.
Because the one criticism of these two witnesses, which I think is very much legitimate, it's not really a criticism, it's just a factual statement, is that neither of them had direct contact with the president.
Ever.
Ever. And you know, that's a problem if you're going to impeach the president.
That's CNN!
I know.
That's my point.
But you know what was funny about listening to CNN yesterday as I was going back and forth to see their reaction? Keep in mind, they have been operating 100% entirely off the Democrat talking points. They just assume they're true and go with it as news. And so a lot of this was news to them yesterday because think about it. They've been running as news selective leaks from Schiff. Without the whole rest of the side, you got to watch Fox News or listen to talk radio to get. So this was new to them yesterday. This is new.
Well, at least they're being intellectually honest about their evaluation of that particular point. I mean, and it's really a incorrect term to refer to them as witnesses. They witnessed nothing. They did not see or were participating in anything that they are talking about.
Yeah, and if there's one takeaway clip that illustrates that yesterday, Ambassador Bill Taylor said exactly what you just said, Lee.
Mr. Goldman, what I can do here for you today is tell you what I heard from people.
Do you people not see what's going on here? I mean, there is absolutely nothing here. This is truly, like Trump said, a sham investigation. I mean, there is nothing. This is pure political showmanship. There is nothing here. Just like the Russia hoax, there was nothing there. Now with the Ukraine, there is nothing here. There is nothing here. There was no quid pro quo. It has been proven that there was none because what you have to have in order for that to happen, did not exist. You may not like the way the president did this. You may disagree with the way that he went about this, but there's nothing illegal. There was nothing, you give me this so I get that, that was going on. It did not happen. and you have no witnesses to it, and you disagree with what the president did, you claim that he was doing it to help his political campaign. Maybe he was doing that just to make sure that American tax dollars that are being given to a foreign country are not being wasted through some type of corruption. There's nothing wrong with the president asking about that.
No, especially not when, by the way, they lost ground on the Biden thing yesterday. Did you hear Representative Elise Stefanik?
No.
She's talking to George Kent. I'm going to get into him in a minute. Yeah. Good God, what a piece of work that man is.
He's no Clark Kent, that's for sure.
No, he's not. Elise Stefanik, and she's talking to George Kent, one of the two star witnesses there. And Kent's like, well, you know, I had some concerns about the ethics of what the Bidens were doing, too. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Disaster.
We're also aware Hunter Biden served on the board of Burisma.
Correct.
And you also testified that you were indeed concerned about the appearance of conflict of interest.
That's correct.
There you go.
Okay, wait. So let's try to comprehend this here. Okay, so the two guys have showed up to say, well, you know, Trump shouldn't have gone after the Bidens because, wait a minute, you had concerns about him too? So if you had concerns about the Bidens' corruption, then according to the law of this country, Trump should have gone after him, right? Rand Paul explained that. I can't play this clip enough.
Foreign aid, by law, can only go out to countries that are not corrupt. So if you think that a country is acting in a corrupt way, president can always withhold aid until the corruption is fixed. So you're going to have to get in the mind of Trump and his advisors and say, well, he didn't really believe that the Bidens were corrupt. I think he absolutely does. I think you give him a lie detector test and say, do you think the Bidens were corrupt? And do you think you were investigating corruption and that corruption is in the law that you can't give aid to a country that has corruption? So there's no way. This ends up being a policy debate and a partisan debate and has right. nothing to do with legality or illegality or impeachment. It's purely a partisan way of trying to overturn the election.
And then the accusation that Trump was trying to get Ukraine to dig up dirt on the Bidens. I'm sorry, there was no digging required. It was topsoil. It was laying right there on the surface. No yep. digging required.
Yep. And by the way, that... I don't know what other Americans thought. The opening statements of both of them, particularly George Kent, what an obnoxious individual. I mean, I was just like, what? I mean, I'm not even talking from a partisan sense.
No, I understand.
He went back through three generations of military service yeah. in his family in order to make the point, you can't question my patriotism. Okay, a lot of Americans have generations of military service,
yes.
dude.
Yeah.
A lot of us. And see, the difference between us, because my father served, us and you is we're not sitting in a Soviet show trial right now that your side in writing called a coup that would end up in the impeachment you're sitting in right now. See, that'd be the difference between us and you. So don't shove your military service down my throat. You know what else offended me about that?
Well, I've got to point out there.
Yeah.
I said that this is exactly what would happen this time yesterday morning. I said that these men will sit there and brag about their service and their lineage and all this other stuff, that's what they would do, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I got to hand it to you. You nailed that. And that is extremely unseemly. If you've been around a lot of military types, like I have my father, my husband, all of the guys that my husband knows, I mean, you have to drag it out of them about their military
yes,
service.
Yes,
and
yes.
and it's almost frustrating because you want to know, what did you see? What was it like? What did you experience? Did you, you know, people died around you? What was that like? I mean, you know, what is war like? I mean, all of those things, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, it's just one of those things.
That's
they will not give you a specific, and it'll drive you nuts.
This is how the left always uses the military.
True patriots who've served in our military, most people who've served in our military, if you've been around them, will not give you...
No.
They will. They'll change the subject. They yep. don't talk about it. They yep. just don't. And so, when you see somebody who does, it's such a rarity to me. It was almost bordered on
unseemly.
Offensive that he would use unseemly. Thank you. His military service that way, one-upmanship. You go back in three generations of most Americans' families, you're going to find military service and sacrifices and things like that. That's a typical American experience. Testifying in a coup to remove the commander-in-chief, however, not a typical American experience, and no matter how much military service you or prior generations have, doesn't change that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After Obamacare, who can afford therapy? What do you have, a $500 copay? $7,000 deductible, yeah. All right, so that's what we do here. We offer free therapy, Therapy Line, Ingalls Advantage Chalk Line, 800-347-1063, your Shampeachment Therapy Line. Or you could text me at 71307, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, where we go to read a lot of common sense and some crazy. No. Texter writes, the Rise guys told me that they heard from Vince Coakley that Tara stole candy from the receptionist desk. Fire her. Well, I mean, it wasn't technically stealing. I just grabbed it on the way out. No, just kidding. What, Chris? What do you want to say?
It's way easier to steal candy from Bob's office.
Is it really? I just go in there and help you. Help yourself to some. Yeah, he gives it away because he's diabetic. All right. Texter writes, Judge Judy wouldn't have allowed much of yesterday's testimony. Amen to that. Another texter writes, just a thought, if Adam Schiff and the Democrats don't know who the whistleblower is, oh, that was a crock yesterday, was it not? And prediction, we're going to find out Adam Schiff knows exactly who the whistleblower is and that he lied. Under the cameras. In front of the cameras, under the lights. It wouldn't be the first time. I mean, shoot, last time he lied was when he made up a call transcript of Trump's Ukraine call. Claimed it was the real thing and read it into the congressional record. So, I mean, saying he doesn't know who the whistleblower is would be small time for him. He's a compulsive liar. Bizarre lies. These people are weird. They're just weird. Again, I differentiate the political lies all politicians tell, their little white lies, and whack job stuff. Like, taking the time to write a fake transcript of Trump's Ukraine call and read it into the congressional record. Anybody with a fully functional brain knows you're going to get busted doing that. He doesn't have that off switch. That's what makes him so dangerous to the Democrats. I ask you to pull back and just look at these people for a moment. Like, look at them critically, not politically, but critically. A person like Adam Schiff, who makes up a fake call transcript, because the real one's not good enough, reads it into the congressional record, later gets busted and then says, oh, I was doing parody. That's not who, if you're Nancy Pelosi, that's not who you want in charge of something as serious as impeachment. That's like a big flashing red warning sign. And if we worked with a person like Adam Schiff who lied like that in our workplace, just bizarrely made something up, told, you know, stood up before the company, told everybody, you know, this was the case, that was the case. Then you find out that the whole thing was a lie. People would be whispering behind his back like, that dude's a freak. They'd probably try to find a way to let him go. I mean, just weird. These are people who are running Congress. This is the guy in charge of our intel committee. That ought to scare you, not even from a partisan sense. Just from a, is he all there sense? Texter writes, just a thought, if Adam Schiff and the Democrats don't know who the whistleblower is, then if a Republican says his name in the proceedings, how are they going to say they would be in trouble for saying his name if they don't know the name? Inquiring minds want to know. Texter writes, please talk about the punk idiots at NC State that spray painted the congressman. It's actually his son. We'll get into that. Here, I'll put it on my list. Spray paint so I don't forget. Texter writes, Tara, forget that there is nothing to the witnesses. Just think that these are the type of people representing the USA. Oh, by the way, let me finish with the text line before I get to it. Texter writes, this is a big D. Big D says, this isn't even showmanship. This impeachment process is nothing more than shillmanship. Shill, S-H-I-L-L, shillmanship by the Democrats. Now, the text writes, could y'all speak with Mike LaPierre, challenger for Lindsey Graham? Thanks. We did already. It's on the podcast. We did it last week. Maybe it was the week before. I don't know. We could search it up. Texter writes, Tara, unfortunate truth is that many people believe the hype over the facts. I watched a coworker turn beet red at just the sight of Trump on a television set with no sound. Well. Texter writes, most real veterans, including myself included, are too grateful to the men and women we honor on Memorial Day to toot our own horn on Veterans Day. Those bureaucrats make me sick. I know. I've been around many, many, many who've served. And like I said, it's frustrating because you want to get the authentic details of their service and they won't tell you. They just speak in such vagary as you go in circles, and it's because they won't toot their own horns. I don't know what it is psychologically they come out. So when you see people yesterday, like that what was his name? George Kent lecturing us on his amazing service, I wanted to hurl. Texter writes, I didn't like all the bragging yesterday either, but then I remembered the left will destroy you if they don't like what they say. That's why they did it. In my opinion, it might be their only opportunity to defend themselves. God knows the media will go along with what the left says. Yes. All right. Therapy line is open. Your impeachment therapy line. No copay. And unfortunately, I can't help you meet your $7,000 post-Obamacare deductible. But I can give you free therapy. 800-347-1063. Let's jump on the line with our first patient this morning, Alan in Malden. Hey, Alan.
Oh, my God. I listened to some of that impeachment last night. I thought I was going nuts. Oh, God. It was just insane. And really, I don't even know what to say about it. And you've got an idea. It's such a scam. It's unbelievable. That's what I had. I just wanted to get off my mind. It's crazy.
What stuck out most to you?
The fact that everybody knows who the supposed whistleblower is, and it's online all over the place. I don't know how to pronounce his name. My spelling isn't good, but I'll tell you what, I know who it is. So it's crazy. Everybody knows who it is.
You know, that's a great point, because that ran through my mind yesterday too, Alan. I mean, Schiff, I don't know who it is. Oh, come on. You haven't gone on Google?
Yes. It's insane. I mean, In this case, I wouldn't even have the nerve to show my face in Congress. I really wouldn't.
I know, Alan, but they're not wired like us. They are wired completely differently.
I guess. But I'll let you get back to it. Maybe you can, you know, bunch of other people that are going nuts like I am.
I know. I know.
I really am. So I'll let you back to the show, and maybe you can bring up some more points that I'm not thinking of. It's interesting.
Well, thank you, Alan. And I will. I have got a fully loaded audio bank today. And we are not adhering to the one bullet limit that Joe Biden set for guns on the campaign trail.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, here's your cancel culture update. Watch the trend here. This is new. We're getting to the point where Christian organizations and various people who merely by their existence are offensive must now pass a leftist purity test before they can appear in public or face scorn and cancellation. That's the point of the cancel culture. Now, leftists don't have to undergo these purity tests. Did you hear what just happened? Ellie Goulding. I had a couple of her songs on my YouTube playlist, but I deleted them this morning on the way to work. Done with her. She can kiss my grits. Do you hear what's supposed to happen? Okay, the Grammy, this is Fox, the Grammy-nominated artist was set to perform at a game between the Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills during the halftime show. This is the traditional Thanksgiving game, right? Traditional Thanksgiving game, halftime show. Now, for the past 22 years, the halftime show has always kicked off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign, right? You've seen them. They're out there with the red kettle in front of the grocery store. They're collecting cash. They're trying to help the homeless. They do great things, right? Come on, Salvation Army. What could be more American than that? Holy cow, 22 years, not a problem. Now we got a problem. So the halftime show, they come out during the halftime show. They have the red kettle. They kick it off. They tell you about how you need to donate. Look for your local. Give them the money. Blah, blah, blah. No can do. This year, Salvation Army is a Christian organization. So here's what happened. This is how cancel culture works. So Ellie Goulding, the singer, was a big fan of the Salvation Army. So she's, you know, she puts a picture on her Instagram account of her in a hairnet. And she's, you know, in the back. She's serving homeless people. She's working with the Salvation Army. Great example for all of us to follow. What could possibly be wrong with this? Well, an uproar ensues. Because the Salvation Army is a Christian organization and as such must be made to undergo a purity test before they can be seen or appear in public. So people just go ballistic on Goulding on Instagram. Folks, she's in a dang hairnet. She's serving the poor. Hello? Can't have that. Can't have the poor served by somebody who is not on the front lines of the LGBT pro-rainbow war. So in order to avoid being canceled herself, she is now demanding, she says, after her Instagram army educated her, that the Salvation Army must make a solid, committed financial pledge or donation to the LGBTQ community, or she's not doing the halftime show. So what she's saying is either they got to go 22 years, folks, 22 years kicking off their Red Kettle campaign during the halftime show, NFL football game, Thanksgiving. Either they got to go, she says, or she's going to go. I know which I'd rather have. Going to be really interesting to see where the NFL comes down on this. But again, they are doing this. Christian organizations must now pass a leftist purity test before they can be seen because they can appear in public. Or the organization, the people that host them, face cancellation. Depersonation. Be depersoned, deplatformed, destroyed. Now, what did the Salvation Army, what horrific atrocity? I mean, aside from serving the poor, the most desperate people, providing Christmas presents. We worked with them before on WORD to provide Christmas for the poor and for poor children in our community. What horrific thing did they do besides that? By the way, they serve everybody regardless of sexual orientation, as they should. Doesn't say anywhere in the Bible, help the poor unless they're gay. And the Salvation Army does that. What atrocities? Okay, according to the Huffington Post, they pulled out of San Francisco, where they ran about $3.5 million worth of homeless programs with the city, because the city demanded that they provide benefits for the same-sex partners of their employees in order to get the contract. They pulled out. They said they can't do that. They're a Christian organization. Can't back gay marriage. More recently, they refused in some of their shelters to house transgender men. In other words, transgender men. So women, no, God, all right, my head. Men who say they're women, but they're still men and they're intact. They refuse to house them in sleeping quarters with actual women. Probably a good idea, seeing as transgender men, including Caitlyn Jenner, still attracted to women, some of them. Not a good idea. Well, that was considered an atrocity. So they have to pass the purity test. Get the popcorn, folks. Because now the NFL's going to have, somebody's going to stick a microphone in the NFL's face. Roger Goodell's face. I can't wait to see what side they come down on. Are they going to drop kick the Salvation Army? Are we going to do this? Or are they going to drop kick Ellie Goulding? This is a test, folks. This is bigger than the Salvation Army. Don't text me and say, I don't care about the halftime show. That's not what this is about. This is about the culture. What is the point at stake here? It doesn't have anything to do with LGBT people. As we know, the left doesn't care about them. They're just using them temporarily. No, what this has to do is establishing the idea that if you are perceived by the left as not meeting one of their marks, you know, one of their requirements for public appearance, you must atone. You must make a donation, make a statement for speech, or you will be canceled. You will not be allowed to be seen in public. You will be destroyed. So sit back and watch this one go down, folks. That's what they're establishing here. So this is everybody's got to make a donation to gay organization before you can appear in public, especially if you're Christian or otherwise. Oh, you are homophobic and must be canceled. And it doesn't matter how many millions of people that you help, how many lives you make a difference in, how much you help the poor. Because for the left, folks, it ain't about helping the poor. I don't care about the poor. If they cared about the poor, if they cared about opportunity and jobs in America, they'd pass USMCA today instead of carrying on with this sham impeachment in the House. But they don't. They don't care about the poor. The better the poor do, the less dependent on government they are. And the less dependent government they are, the less power the Democrats have. So screw them. That's where they stand. Can't wait to see how this one. So we're going to keep a close eye on this one.
Where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
Bueller? Was there an impeachable offense? No! You know what drives me nuts? Nancy Pelosi's out there, man, with those crazy eyes rolling in her head like they do when she gets in front of the cameras. And she's, nobody is above the law. And I'm going to go through the television. What law? What? Which one? Even the witnesses, the two witnesses yesterday, the star witnesses, they have no idea. They have no freaking clue. They couldn't say. Total silence. Why are we doing this? I mean, at the center of this thing, you got to have a law. You got to have a statute. There's none. Didn't happen. It's insane. There are honestly no words. John Ratliff, by the way, former federal prosecutor. And John Ratliff helpfully walked Ambassador Bill Taylor, whose most helpful statement yesterday, again, was this.
Mr. Goldman, what I can do here for you today is tell you what I heard from people.
Guess he's got no direct evidence. He's got no one. Take a listen to this. This is Representative John Ratliff, a former federal prosecutor, walking Ambassador Taylor through this. And he's talking about the Ukraine president. And how many times in different ways the Ukraine president said, no quid pro quo? And Bill Taylor's like, well, I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend that there was quid pro quo. And John Ralph was like, well, that's very interesting, sir. It's very nice. We know you heard that secondhand. But see, the problem is that the only firsthand witness we have here is the president of Ukraine, and he says there was none. Could you explain, sir?
On October 10th, President Zelensky held a press marathon with over 300 reporters where he said repeatedly and consistently over hours and hours that he was not aware of a military hold during the July 25th call. There were no conditions on the investigation, either because of arms or the situation around Burisma Company. He told Reuters there was no blackmail. He told the LA Times there was no pressure or blackmail from the United States. He told Japan's Kyoto News, I was never pressured and there were no conditions being imposed. He told ABC News and the BBC, I'm against corruption. This is not corruption. It was just a call. The Ukrainian president stood in front of the world press and repeatedly, consistently, over and over again, interview after interview, said he had no knowledge of military aid being withheld, meaning no quid pro quo, no pressure, no demands, no threats, no blackmail, nothing corrupt. And unlike the first 45 minutes that we heard from the Democrats today, that's not secondhand information. It's not hearsay. It's not what someone overheard Ambassador Sondland say. That was his direct testimony. Ambassador Taylor, do you have any evidence to assert that President Zelensky was lying to the world press when he said those things? Yes or no?
Mr. Ratcliffe, if I can respond.
My time is short.
Your time
yes
is
or
short.
No?
That's right. I have no reason to doubt what the president said in his...
Okay. Very good.
Okay. We're done here. Which, go ahead and cancel the rest of this. They got nothing. They got nothing. So what they've done is brought in a bunch of secondhand witnesses. Well, I heard from I heard from Morrison, who heard from Sondland, that there was a quid pro quo. All right, but sure, the president of Ukraine for hours answered questions, said no quid pro quo, no pressure, didn't feel pressure, never came up, never mentioned it, didn't happen. Okay, so like he's a firsthand witness, dude. You're a secondhand witness. You're gonna dispute what the firsthand witness said. No. Okay, why is this still going on then? Why are we talking about this? I am so bored with this, by the way. Did you see what they did yesterday? It was very clever. It's the only smart thing in the whole hearing. The rest of it was just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That blowhard, the guy, the ambassador, Bill Taylor, opening statement, 41 minutes. 41 minutes. And then I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend. I was very concerned. And then I heard it. And then I... 41 minutes. You know what they were doing? They were running out the clock. They were hoping to bore you to the point that when you that you just tune out before you got to hear Devin Nunes rip this guy apart, before you got to hear John Ratcliffe destroy him, bury him in 5 minutes. It didn't even take 5 minutes, folks. There's no facts here. There's no facts here that support impeachment, lawbreaking, or anything else. Texter writes, Ms. Golding may be pretty and talented, but appears to be rather spineless. Get a high school marching band and keep the Salvation Army. Amen to that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.